Connections. Written by Niraj Sikhi. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Mo Dao Zu She, or The Untamed. Rating G. Category Gen. Also tagged for Alternate Universe Canon Divergence and Sneaky Nie Hui Song. You just killed him, Nie Huaisong said dumbly. He'd pestered his brother into allowing him to come to Langya, arguing at length that it wasn't as though he would be involved in the actual battle, and somewhat more convincingly, that there was no way the battle was actually anywhere near that bad, given that Jing Guangshan was still sticking around. Nie Mingchui had involuntarily snorted a laugh, and that's how Nie Huaisong had known he'd won. When the battle was done, they'd gone looking for Meng Yao together. His brother had been positively seething at how Jing Guangshan pretended he had never received his letter of recommendation, mumbling threats under his breath. And eventually, Nie Mingchui had consented to allow Nie Huaisong to go one way while he went the other. Nie Huaisong had found Meng Yao first. He was starting to wish he hadn't. Nie Gongxi? Meng Yao asked, his eyes going wide. What are you... You just killed that man, Nie Huaisong stressed. You just stabbed him. Why did you stab him? He's wearing a peony. Isn't he a ginsect cultivator? Or did he do something? Was he a traitor? A spy? Was he doing something bad? Meng Yao's face was a kaleidoscope of emotion that... Unfortunately for him, Nie Huaisong had learned to read ages ago. Yes, he said, when he meant no. Why did you stab him with a Wen sword? Nie Huaisong asked. Did he attack you and make you drop yours? Did you have to grab the first one you saw? Yes, Meng Yao said, which again meant no. Did you just commit premeditated murder on someone on your own side because you didn't like him? Meng Yao viscerally twitched and said, definitely not. Which meant definitely yes. Wow, Nie Huaisong said, then shook his head and sat himself down on a fallen tree nearby. You're really lucky I'm the one who found you. Daga would have lost his mind. Nie Huaisong, Meng Yao said, and he looked like he had a headache. Why are you here? And why are you here? Dagu wanted to see how you were doing, Nie Huaisong said. He misses you. Meng Yao winced, not that anyone would ever notice, it being more of a vein twitching in his forehead than anything else. And Nie Huaisong shook his head again. Do you like him? He asked, pulling up one knee and resting his chin on it. Completely classless, but Meng Yao wouldn't say anything. My brother, that is. Or was he just useful to you? Tell the truth, please. You have no idea which answer I want to hear. Meng Yao took a step forward, and Nie Huaisong pointed his fan at him. No. Put the sword down first, please. Don't forget, my dog is in screaming distance. All I need to do is dodge for long enough to let him arrive, and I'll have you know that I've gotten quite decent at dodging. I wouldn't hurt you, Meng Yao said, looking injured. And it would be funny if Nie Huaisong wasn't now completely convinced that Meng Yao was a stone-cold killer incapable of remorse. He was a Nie. He'd met plenty of people like that. Usually right before they were executed, but still... My brother, Nie Huaisong reminded him. I'd like an answer. Do I get to find out what happens depending on the answer I give? The sad thing was, Niu Huaisong really liked Meng Yao. It's about the same in the end, really. I'm just curious. Meng Yao frowned. You don't care? Niu Huaisong thought about it for a second. I mean, a bit. I'd like you to like him. He likes you, and he doesn't like a lot of people. I suppose it'd be better for you if you liked him. Better for me? Isn't it always better to enjoy the work you have to do? Niu Huaisong grinned. My brother's a straightforward person, Meng Yao. If you treat him well, the way you always have, he'll continue to like you, and he'll be happy. And then we'll make you sect leader Jin, and you'll be happy too. That is what you want, isn't it? To make them have to all look up to you? Meng Yao was staring at him. He didn't say no, which meant Niu Huaisong was right. He liked being right. It happens so rarely. He stretched out his legs and took out his fan. Dago never liked Jin Guangshan, he said conversationally. And Jin Zixuan's a stupid bully. All those boring discussion conferences would be quite nice for Dago if you were sect leader Jin and Zixinke was sect leader Lan. And there's Jiang Xiang. Dago likes him too. It'll work out great. My father hasn't even seen me, Meng Yao said blankly. Niu Huaisong waved that away as irrelevant. You're really clever, Meng Yao, but you're so short-sighted sometimes. Even if you manage to get his attention, so what? Lanling doesn't reward merit, it rewards connections. Without a backer, he'll treat you as nothing more than a glorified servant, greeting people at the door your whole life, getting called a bastard and a whore's son behind your back, everyone wondering why you even bothered. And I take it you have a better option for me, Meng Yao said. And this time he did put down the sword, walking over to sit next to Niu Huaisong. It was just like the good old days, back when Meng Yao was still his brother's deputy. After this war ends, Daga's going to be a war hero, Niu Huaisong said, smiling happily. He never once doubted that his brother would win the war. It was nice not having to suffer doubt the way other people did. While the Jin sect won't have any merits, just money, and money only gets you so far. The first time there's some sort of disaster, there'll be a fight over the principles, and my Daga doesn't lose those fights. Not against someone like Jin Guangshan, anyway. He'll grind the Jin sect's face into the dirt without even realizing what he's doing. And once my Nie sect is properly ascendant, it'll be easy to get involved in other people's family business. Your brother would never agree to take the Wen sect's place as the sun in the sky. Niu Huaisong patted Meng Yao on the shoulder. I wasn't really thinking that we'd tell him. He grinned and raised his voice. Hey, Daga! I found him!
About time, too.
Niu Mingtui snapped in return, striding over with a scowl on his face.
Meng Yao, there you are. Stand up and let me look at you. These robes aren't even the right size. Have they been bullying you there?
Meng Yao allowed himself to be hauled up, and the dust of battle brushed off his shoulders. After a moment, he smiled. It's fine, sect leader Niu. If it'd gotten really intolerable, I would have written to you.
You'd better have, Niu Mingtui said with a huff. Now tell me, any chance you still have that letter I wrote you? I plan to make Jin Guangshan eat it. We'll see how long he keeps that thick face of his when he sees what happens the next time he wants to have me run over here to win his battles for him.
Daga, you can't make him eat the letter, Niu Huaisong said. You wrote it on the good paper. It'd be such a waste. Give it to me. I'll make a painting out of it. Oh, or a fan. That way I can be especially obnoxious at every discussion conference from now until the end of time. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!